Dude.
What?
Dude.
What?
Dude.
What?
Dude, wake up.
I'm awake.
Okay. That's good, because I have a sweet idea.
Why are you in my room?
Because I can. Okay, now listen. Okay, you remember how we're a band, right? We're in a band. We're not a band.
We're in a band?
Yeah.
You mean a band, right?
Right.
A band, okay.
Well, we're a band.
We're a band.
On the internet.
Yeah.
Good thing you didn't air quotes that.
No, the internet is real. The band is air quotes material.
We released an album. Anyway, bands on the internet put podcasts on the internet.
So I'm guessing your idea was somehow podcast related?
Somehow my idea was podcast related.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to have a podcast.
Uh-huh.
And it's happening, like, right now.
It's happening right now.
Yeah, I just went with the go-ahead. I green-lighted the project.
You're recording me waking up.
You're, like, 2 feet from the microphone.
Touché.
Aha. So, this is our podcast, okay? I'm thinking Mark Twain's one-man show radio show.
That's not a bit of a mouthful, you think?
We could go with Mark Twain's one-man radio show.
No, because the name of the band is Mark Twain's one-man show. It'd be cutting it up in the middle and saying it's something like, you know, they might be radio show giants.
But, okay, we'll go with Mark Twain's one-man show radio show, or the M-Tomsers.
I like that, M-Tomsers.
It's almost like a Little League baseball team.
I was going to say a disease, but okay.
That too. You know, Little League baseball teams and diseases just go right hand in hand.
Like the syphili.
Just like the syphili. Okay, so, we're a podcast. What do we do this episode? Go!
We record me waking up and you talking about the podcast.
Right, we did that.
Yeah, in an asinine and self-referential manner.
Yes, we did that. Now what's next? Come on, weekly comedy show podcast. Glue.
Glue.
Come on, we need something here.
I thought this was your idea. Please tell me you thought far enough ahead to think of what you were going to do after the 3 minute mark.
How did you not realize that I didn't during that sentence? Dear God, man, you've known me how long?
What the hell did you just say?
Everything.
Right.
So, material, come on.
Well, unless you thought this up in the past, you know, 5 minutes, which I'm willing to bet you did.
Ah.
We could have possibly, you know, thrown some tendrils out there and had callers come in and we could say funny stuff.
Why can't you just say, send some IMs out there or something?
Because I like to think of the band as a large, disgusting, ever-encompassing object.
You weren't even in the bad band when we did Hentai Day.
I know, and it still sucked me in.
Do you ever stop?
When I'm asleep.
And I woke you up.
Yeah, but you're regretting that now, aren't you?
I'm dumb as a house. Okay, but
you're
like,
as dumb as a dumb house.
I like the idea of callers, so let's do that.
Okay, who knows that we're calling in, because this is like, you know, pre-recorded, it's not like it's live.
It's very live. It's as live as you, and maybe a little like me. Anyway.
You're calling someone, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do they have any idea what the hell's going on?
Shh.
Dear God.
Welcome, caller, to the Mark Twain's one-man show radio show. What's on your mind?
Say what now?
You're our first caller.
Caller for what?
The Mark Twain's one-man show radio show. We're getting good coverage here.
Oh my god, what's happening?
You are our first caller. What's on your mind?
You called me. Why did you call me?
I didn't.
The people on the podcast can't see you winking, Bill.
But you can, and then you can comment on it.
So, caller, what are you thinking?
I'm wondering why the hell you called me.
I'm wondering why the hell he called you, too.
You are not helping. Like, not even a little.
Did I give you any inclination that I would be?
You woke up.
You were poking me!
Yeah. With the microphone. And you still didn't notice it.
So anyway, caller... E.
Please call tell us what's on your mind.
Did I miss something here?
Probably. Just run with it.
Okay.
I have a hard time believing this is the weirdest thing he's done for you.
Yeah.
Huh?
You should be used to this kind of thing from me by now.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so what am I doing now, Kevin?
You're asking us a question. Maybe about the band, maybe about...
The new podcast, the Mark Twain's one-man show radio show, M. Tomser's, like syphilis.
And you are on the M. Tomser show.
M. Tomser show?
The Mark Twain's one-man show radio show hotline.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Collie, what's your question?
I don't know. If M. Toms happened to be stranded on a desert island, what item would you bring with you?
That's a good question.
I get asked this a lot about the band. I would think that we would bring a microphone. Because we make the magic happen when there are microphones around.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I'm thinking I would bring a flare gun. Because
if we're going to bring things... If we're going to bring things that make sense, why not bring a boat?
I never said I was going to use the flare gun to, like, you know, send for help. Because with you guys and a microphone stranded on a desert island, I think I could last for about 10 seconds.
And that would be your method of suicide? Granted, yes.
I don't believe I said suicide. Granted, I said I'd bring a flare gun.
Granted, it would make... See? And it would make whatever we're recording pretty awesome.
Why do you still assume that I'm shooting myself with the flare gun? That's like an instant meat cooker right there.
I'm immune to flares.
Damn it.
Yeah. It's like rain to me.
Wait, you're immune to rain?
Yeah. Immune to rain.
Thanks for your question, Collie. That was stupid as hell.
Yeah, but, I mean, we kept her on for 4.5 minutes, so...
So we're probably well over the 10-minute limit by now.
Maybe.
I'm gonna check.
In the meantime, if you would like to contact Mark Twain's one-man show radio show, I don't remember if you did that or not, feel free to email me at rampor@gmail.com or shake me vigorously if you ever see me in person. Thank you, and good night.